بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. وتعلم ما في نفسي وتخبر حاجتي وتعرف ضميري، ولا يخفى عليك أمر منقلبي ومثواي، فما أريد به من منطقي وأتفوه به من قلبتي وأرجوه لعاقبتي. فقد جرت مقاديرك علي يا سيدي فيما يكون مني إلى آخر أمري من سريرتي وعلانيتي، وبيدك لا بيد غيرك زيادتي ونقصي ونفعي وضري. امام امير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه said in this munajat, Oh my Lord, I am running towards you. I left everything behind myself. I'm not looking at my children, at my family, at my wife, at my property. I'm coming to you. Why? You know why in the beginning of Salat we have been commanded to raise our hands and we say Allahu Akbar. If you want to say to somebody, there is nobody, nothing, I don't have, what do you do? Why you can't speak? You do it like this, isn't it? No. We have been commanded to do such, to indicate that we leave everything behind ourselves. When I'm going to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I'm not looking at anything. I left everything behind myself. And in ziyara of Imam Rawa alayhi salam, he says, وَقَدْ قَطَعْتُ الْبِلَادَ رَجَاءَ رَحْمَتِكَ. Oh Imam, I left everything behind myself only because I'm coming to you and I'm hoping I will get reward from you. So in last session we read that Imam alayhi salam said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I'm running towards you. Now in this phrase Imam alayhi salam mentioned two reasons of that. Why I left everything behind myself and I'm running towards you. There is two reasons for it. Imam alayhi salam is mentioning these two reasons. First reason of that is this. Because you know everything of myself. And your knowledge concerning me is more than my knowledge concerning myself. So, I'm not coming to you. I left everything behind myself. Okay, this is the handful of technology. Half a side. Yes, because you know everything, this is one reason, which we'll explain about it more. The second reason of that is Imam alayhi salam says, because my future in your hand, my goodness, my happiness, as well my badness, my evil in your hand. Whatever you want to do to me, you can do. There is no power over me than your power. So, because of these two reasons, I am coming to you. He had first chance to leave the army if I have problem in my life, in my job. Where I go? I will go to whom I know he can solve my problem. He knows my problem. This is first. Secondly, he has power and to solve my problem. Otherwise, I will not go to him. So Imam alayhi salam says, "Oh my Lord, Allah, I'm coming to you. I left everything behind myself because of these two, and coming to you because of these two reasons." This is first. Secondly, Imam alayhi salam describes two qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this phrase. One is knowledge. Allah knows everything. Second, al-qada' wal-qadar. In the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My future in the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why I'm going to Allah? Because He knows everything. Imam alayhi salam described the knowledge of Allah in different sentences. First, said, "Oh my God, وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. You know what is in my heart. If we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows everything about me, I will not play to Allah as I play with other people. Sometimes I will promise somebody that I will do something for you. I will not do it. From beginning, I know I will not do. Sometimes I will advise some people to do such. Although I know this is not good for him, but I will advise him for my benefit. If he knew that I'm doing such to him, never I will do it. Why I advise him, please go this way, don't do that, and buy this one, and sell it to me, because what? Because I'm sure he doesn't know. But if I know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of everything, he knows my heart more than myself. So I will not play with Allah as I play with other people. I will not joke with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as I'm joking with my life, with my people, with my friend. وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي. You know what is in my heart, what is in my soul. وَتَخْبُرُ حَاجَتِي. This is second sentence of knowledge of Allah. You are aware of what I need. You know what I need. Because sometimes we think I need so and so and so. But exactly this is harmful for me. It's not good for me. This harms me. I will not benefit from it. But I will need like it. I will demand it. I will request it. I will ask for it. We say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you know what's in my heart, but there is something more. وَتَخْبُرُ حَاجَتِي. Indeed, you know my need, what I need. Sometimes we think that the money is good for us, although it's very bad for us. You heard about history of Sa'labah. Sa'labah was one companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was poor man. Always he was in the mosque of Prophet, Masjid al-Nabi. He was offering all his prayer with Prophet. He was doing shawm. He was in first group of jihad. He has nothing. He came to Prophet and he said, "Oh Prophet, pray for me, Allah give me something. I'm suffering a lot." Our Prophet told him, "This is good for you. To have something is not good for you. You will lose more." He said, "No." Second time he came back to Prophet and said, "Please, O Prophet, always I'm with you. Pray for me. Allah, give me something." Prophet ﷺ repeated, "This is not good for you. You will lose your faith, your iman." He said, "No, never. I used to this mosque. I can't leave this mosque. I will not leave you. I can't be away from you. All the time I must see you." Third time when he came to Prophet, Prophet gave him 2 dirhams. Said, "Go and buy with you something and sell it and buy it and do your business with it." He went to market and he bought sheep, 2 sheep. Because the source of this money is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Had barakah. Started raising up, growing up. 2 sheep, 4 sheep, 5, 10, 20. He was busy with his sheep, with his job. Before having this property, every time he was in the mosque. But after that he was busy, he couldn't come to the mosque. Only he once come, he was coming to the mosque once per day. After some months, he was coming to the mosque once per week. Because he got thousands of sheep, he left Medina to desert. Because he wanted to feed them. After that, only he was coming to the mosque once per month. Usually after some months, he couldn't come at all to the mosque. The words of Zakat revealed to Prophet, and Prophet sent somebody to Tha'laba. He asked him, "Please, you should pay your Zakat." In the beginning, he refused. He said, "No, I have nothing." Oh, now it's not good time to give Zakat. Now all my sheep are pregnant. So, after 1 month, 2 months, I will pay. The messenger of Prophet came to him and informed him. After 1 month, Prophet also sent him again to Tha'laba. Tha'laba refused to give anything. Third time, Prophet sent to him, he denied the revelation. He denied the prophethood of Prophet. Said, "No, I'm not believing in Prophet. Why he wants to take my money? I tired a lot. This is my effort. How I give to the Prophet without anything? If he wants sheep, he must buy from me." The messenger sent the message of Tha'laba to Prophet. Prophet sent him back to Tha'laba. And he asked Tha'laba, "Please, I pay you, if you remember, I pay you 2 dirhams. Give me back. Because I didn't give you as a charity. It was loan. Now give me back my 2 dirhams. Tha'laba became angry and said, "Oh, what is 2 dirhams? Prophet asked me, give him 2 dirhams. Okay, thank you. This is 2 dirhams. Give it to Prophet. When he sent back 2 dirhams to Prophet, he started to become poor man. Because the bless had gone out. Today, a fox came to his sheep. Following day, some of his sheep passed away. Finally, he had nothing and he came back to the mosque of Prophet with empty hand. Started to continue to come to the mosque. Prophet told him, "I told you, this is not good for you. This is not good for you to have money because you lost your faith. Yes. Prophet at that time loved him, so he asked him to give him back 2 dirhams. Otherwise he lost his faith, his iman. We don't know what is good for us, what is not good for us. But we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Almighty God, give me what is good for me. Because our benefit is not something material only. For example, I think I need food, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty, so I will go and I'll find water and food and I will drink it or I will eat. I'm feeling cold, so I will go to some place near to the heater. I'm feeling hot, so I will go to a condition, or I will buy a condition. Everything is not material. Something which we don't know it. وَتَخْبُرُ حَاجَتِ. The second description of knowledge of Allah is that وَتَخْبُرُ حَاجَتِ. Oh my God, you know my need, you know my haja. The third one, وَتَعْرِفُ ضَمِيرِ. This, up to here, we were talking about usual things. In the first level, we didn't go to unseen things. وَتَعْلَمُ ضَمِيرِ. You know my mind. Even if I think somebody, you know it. You know our hearts better than me. You know inside of my heart better than myself. Fourthly, we say to Allah تبارك وتعالى, we address Allah, وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ أَمْرُ مُنْقَلَبِي وَمَثْوَانِ, and are not unaware to you my future and my present. It's not unaware to you. You know everything. You know my future. Actually, we are concerning, all of us, about our future. About the future of our family, our children, isn't it? Our property. We don't know what will happen to us. But Allah knows everything. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْكَ. You know my future. And you know something more. The fifth one. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُبْدَأَ بِهِ مِنْ مَنْتِقِي وَأَتَفَغْبَهُ بِهِ مِنْ قَلِبَتِي. Oh my God. And you know of what I want to begin. You know it. What I want to do. You know it. And also what I'm going to talk about it. You know it. It's not necessary to talk to you. You know everything. So, وَأَرْجُوهُ لَعَاقِبَتِي. You know what I need for my future. I need for my al-aqiba, my end. This is first reason which Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that we are coming to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second reason is his lordship. Because he's managing everything in our life in his hand. So, let us stop here and talk about the knowledge of Allah and the role of knowledge of Allah in our life. Please, one of our urafa says, I met one of awliya Allah, the saint of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, beloved one of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I asked him, how did you reach to this level of spirituality? Because he could do whatever he wanted to do. He said only one verse of Holy Quran changed me and put me in this level of spirituality. Ask him, which verse of Holy Quran? I memorized all the Quran. He said only one verse. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. If a man doesn't know Allah, she's saying, only I realize the meaning of this verse of the Quran, that Allah, she. Whenever I want to do everything, I remember that there is a man, there is somebody, look at me and sees me. So I will not do it. I will not fulfill it. We have one narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same riwayah also has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. But Abu Dharr al-Ghifari is narrating this riwayah from Prophet. Prophet say, خَفِ اللَّهُ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. In some riwayah, أُعْبُدُ اللَّهُ. Fear of God. Fear God. Like you see Him. Or worship your God as you see Him. But if you are not at that level, you could see Allah تبارك وتعالى. فَإِن كُنْتَ لَا تَرَى. If you can't see Him, you must know. فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاك. He will see you. فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاك. He will see you. فَإِن كُنْتَ تَرَى أَنَّهُ لَا يَرَاك. فَقَدْ كَفَرْت. If you think Allah cannot see you, you are unbeliever. You are kafir. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَرَى أَنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you think that Allah sees you, and aware of what you do, وَقَدْ بَرَزْتَ لَهُ بِالْمَعْشِيَةِ. And you disobey Him. You commit sin. فَإِنَّهُ أَهْوَنُ النَّامِرِينَ إِلَيْهِ. This means you don't observe Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like small boy, 2 years old. This is what I'm saying. Because if there is somebody, one boy, 4 years, 2 years, will not commit a lot of things. How we commit sin while we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala watch us and look at us and see our actions? Maybe you heard about Mir Damad. 40 years never slept in bed. Because he was saying, I'm in prison of Allah. How can I sleep? Whenever they asked him why, he said, now you are here. Can I sleep in front of you, before you? Well, you are a human being like me, but you are alim. How can you sleep before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? They were thinking that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants them. But myself, I'm talking about myself exactly. Never up to now I could understand and I realized that Allah watched me. This is bad. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Holy Quran mentioned a lot of verses concerning the seeing and knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concerning the action of man. Because He wants to educate us. He wants to raise our spirituality up. He wants to grow up. What? Well, He wants to prevent us from worshipping idol, from worshipping our desires, from worshipping everything as than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 6, verse 76. O Prophet, say to them, قُلْ, say, do you worship beside Allah what has no power to you, to bring you any benefit or harm, while Allah is the all-hearing and all-knowing. Allah knows what to do. Actually, worshipping ما لا يملك نفعا ولا ضرا. What has no power to bring to me benefit or harm. Includes everything. This watch will not bring to me benefit or harm. Includes everything. Sometimes we will worship our money. Sometimes we will worship our car. Sometimes we will worship our family, our children. Sometimes we will worship our house. Sometimes we will worship our, laptop. Everyone worship what we like. And sometimes we will worship the rich man. We respect him a lot. Why do you respect this man? I ask somebody, please, why always you respect this man? Said, because he's a rich man, sometimes maybe I need him to support me. Yes. أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. It doesn't have any power to you. This is fair. Sometimes Allah wants to draw our attention towards the hereafter, towards the akhirah. He will tell you Allah knows everything. In Surah An'am, chapter 7 and verse 16. هو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل. It is He who takes your soul by night, and He knows what you do by day. By day. ثم يبعثكم فيه. After that, he said, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ مَرْجُوكُمْ. All of you return to him. And he knows what you have done here. He knows what you have done here. So, if he knows what you have done here, you must take care of yourself. You must know what you will do, what type of action you are going to do it. Because he knows. Look at some students. If they do bad in your school, following day they don't want to go back to school. Because they know what they have done. Sometimes my son, I see, doesn't come to me. I ask my wife, why he's not coming to me? Said, because he broke down some glasses. And you think you know it. So she's going and she's telling him, your father doesn't know. He's not allowed it. He will come to you. Please, if we know Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows everything in our life, and we know wa ilayhi marji'ukum, we will return to Him. What we do? Sometimes also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to encourage us towards the action, good deed, good action. He say, oh, do good, because Allah look at it. Allah see it. Sometimes when we ask some students or children to clean here, if there is nobody, they will not do well. But if there is somebody, they will do it very well. Because they know somebody watching them. Watching them. So, اعملوا ما شئتم. Act. In Surah Fussilat, chapter 24, verse 40. Act, ma shi'tum. Whatever you want to do, act. Whatever you want to do, innahu bima ta'amaluna basir. Whatever you wish to, indeed, he sees best what you do. So he wants to encourage us to do good. Do it because he knows and he sees. And also he wants to encourage us. He says, please, don't think that Allah ignores you. Allah sees you. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is not oblivious of what you do, because He wants to encourage us towards good action. This is a good lesson for us also. If we want our students, our children, our people to do good, we must tell them, we are seeing you, we are watching you. So we encourage them and they will do it. Allah also says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 273, وَمَا تُنْفِغُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ And whatever wealth you may spend, Allah indeed knows it. A man was narrating for me about one of his friends or his brother. He said he spent a lot of money during 10 days of Muharram for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for Majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. After Muharram, he saw Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his dream, and he asked him, please write, Mr. Hassan spent 2,000, Mr. Hussein spent 2,500. And Abbas alayhi salam was writing down. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam mentioned the name of this man, he said, write 2,950. Make up. Any surprise? Why? Because he was a businessman and he knew how much he spent. He went and he looked at his book. He found out, no, he spent 3,000. First time he thought maybe Allah Imam Hussein alayhi salam didn't know. I said, no, this is not so. Imam Hussein alayhi salam knows everything. Should be something wrong with me. It's not wrong. Maybe something I bought it, but we didn't spend it. He started to look at whatever he bought for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so he spent everything. Finally, he went to one of his servants. He asked, please, whatever I gave it to you, did you spend it? He said, yes. He said, nothing there. He said, yes. Only one box of za'afaran. I didn't use it. Do you know Zafaran? I didn't use it. And the value of it is 50. So he realized that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was aware of what he spent. So, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ And whatever wealth, or خير good, whatever good you spend, Allah فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ Alim. Even sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says Allah knows your position in which you are. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatahu. Concerning the prophethood, he knows where he should put his message. And concerning the Yusuf alayhi salam, he says Allah knows whom he should bring him up. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لَيُوسُفِ Thus we establish Joseph in the land and that we might teach him the interpretation of dream. Allah has commanded of his affairs and Allah knows what he will do to him. However, knowing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala watch us and look at us has a very good role in our life. I remember I was very young. I went to buy something near to my house. So somebody was buying orange. He asked the owner of the shop, please, and seller, give me 5 kilo of orange. And he brought 5 kilo, put in his cake. So when he went back to bring something else, I saw the seller took 2, 3, 5 of orange and put it down, and he took the bag from scale and put it down. So this is 5 kilos. And the man didn't know. He took his bag and he went. I was very young, maybe 10 years older than that. I went to Sela and I told him, please, he didn't see you and he didn't know. But there is somebody who wants you. Said, go away! Do you advise me? He said, no, I don't want to advise you. But go on, see you, isn't it? He looked at me. He wanted to beat me. But I saw him running towards the man. And he asked me, please come back. Amen. By 2, 3, 4 hours, I will not become rich man. And I will not become poor man. So take yours. Late Naraqi, Marhumullah Ahmad Naraqi, he mentioned in his book that one of his friends was going to bazaar of Cairo, Egypt. And he saw iron smith, he's taking iron, hot iron by his hand. He's not using anything. So he's surprised. Whenever he wants to take fire and put it inside, or anything, he's taking by his hand. So I'm surprised. I went to him. I asked him, are you Anjan? He said, no. Are you Waliyullah from Awliya Allah? He said, no. I'm ordinary man. Are you Dawood? Because only Prophet Dawood could take hot iron by his hand. He said, no, I'm not Dawood. How you could reach to this level? Said, only 1 second. How? 1 second? I thought maybe 40 years, 80 years, more than 80 years or 70 years, I don't know. You are worshipping Allah. So you could reach to this level. Said, no, only 1 second. I reached to this level. Said, how? What happened to you? Said, once I was in my shop, a poor man, woman came to me and she told me, I have three orphan children. My husband passed away and they are hungry. Can you help me? I told her, yes, I'm ready to help you, but you must be with me. She refused and she left. After 1 hour or 2 hours, she came back and she told me, I tried several times to get some coins from the people to buy something and feed my children, but I couldn't get anything. I went back to my house, I saw them, they are crying. So, I saw you. You were ready to give me something, but you wanted something also from me. No problem. Let's go and support me. I stand up and I close my shop. Ask her to follow me. She followed me to my house. I close the door. Nobody was in my house. But she told me, please, we must go to some place nobody can see us. I said, okay, let's go to the room. When we entered the room, I said, no, there is a window. I went to another bedroom and I locked the door and I closed the window and I used and covered by curtain. I saw her, she's shaking. I asked her, what happened to you? She said to me, because somebody is watching us. said, there was nobody here. There is nobody. Look, I locked all the doors. And I covered windows by curtain. Nobody can see us. Nobody can enter the house. She told me, yes, Allah is watching us. If you can give me guarantee that Allah will not see us, I'll eat. And additional to Allah, there are four people also are watching us. Two angels for you, two angels for me. They are watching us and they will write it. And they will take film camera. So, that when she told me, I shifted. Okay, I'll go back. I opened the door and I asked her, please come, I will support you and I apologize. She told, Allahumma layyin alayhi al-hadid. Oh my God, make iron cold for him, fire cold for him. Make fire cold for him. I came back to my shop, I opened, I realized the fire did not burn me. Only 1 second, I realized Allah watched me. So in this phrase, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَتَعْلَمُ مَا فِي النَّفْسِ. Oh my God, you know everything. You know everything. I saw some ulama, they are hanging this picture in, and they wrote in some picture frame, this was a Holy Quran. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. He doesn't know that Allah sees him. And they are watching this. Very agitated. Wonderful. However, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this faculty and this power, this ability to realize that Allah sees us. Allah wants us. Allah look at us. If we could understand only this, I think it's enough for us. Shalom.
Thank you, Shaykh. Good sisters and husbands. Shaykh, this idea that if only we knew Allah is watching us, and of course we know it in our minds, but it has reached our hearts. And in many other ways, we hear the same thing. If only you knew Bismillah, or if only you knew Allah, or if you only, how do we find that situation where we can really understand? I mean, you know, every, we hear this also many times, but it seems like such a faraway thing.
Yes, this is a very good question. 2-3 years ago, I was going to work somewhere. I met an old man. He was more than 90 or even 100 years old. He started to speak with me. I asked him a lot of questions and I realized he's not an ordinary man. But nobody knew him. He was selling something. I used to go to him. He was telling me, you must thank Allah because you don't know anything. Otherwise, you will die. If we could understand that Allah all the time watches us, and if we could realize that there is not Jahim and there is paradise, we cannot live at this level, this world. Maybe you heard about the sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Khutbatul Muttaqeen, Hammam, when Imam Ali alayhi salam described the attributes and quality of Muttaqeen, he passed away. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam described for him. So he passed away. Yes, thanks to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, we don't know anything. This is enough for us. But actually, we must practice it. Sometimes by practice, we can put it in our heart, we can put it in our mind. We must practice. Why we have been ordered that we must wake up our children from 7 years to use, to say this prayer. Sometimes we must encourage them by money, questions, something like that. And we encourage them. Actually, if our children are offering their prayer because of money, because of some reward, because of something else, maybe some people think this is not good. No, it's very good. Because they must use to it. They must use to it. For example, you used to go every day somewhere. You will not become tired. But if you ask me to come to you 2 days, 2, 3 days, 4 days I can't come. Because I didn't use to it. But it's normal for you. Now, if we want to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, all the time we must practice it. To use to it. And to know the all people, includes myself. This world includes myself. In presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we should not disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is one verse of Holy Quran. Qul'imalu fasayyara Allah amalakum wa rasuluhu wal mu'minu. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala address Prophet. You know, sometimes Allah directly addresses us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Ya ayyuha an-nas. Sometimes directly will not address us. He will tell his Prophet and Prophet tell us. Qul. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Qul i'malu. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Maybe you heard about the history of Qaddafi. He said we must lose and cancel all calls from Holy Quran. Because why Allah asked Prophet to tell us? So he ordered them to remove and withdraw all calls from Holy Quran. However, there is some reason for it. But here in this verse, Allah says, قُلْ اِعْمَلُوا. Oh Prophet, tell them. Act. Whatever you wish, ask whatever you wish, but you must know. فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Allah will see your action. It's not only Allah, وَرَسُولُهُ, and His messenger, Prophet. And وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَئِمَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A man, a Shia, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, from Kufa, he came to Medina. When he came to Medina, Imam didn't allow him to come to him. One day, 2 days, 3 days, he started to cry. Oh, Ya Rasulullah, please, let me come to your house. When he came, Imam told him, you think the distance and tree and walls prevent us to watching you? Why when the woman came to your house you started to joking with her and do so and so? He apologized and said, I swear by God. Once a woman which is not mahram to me, he came to me to ask me some questions and I look at her, for instance. And nobody was aware of it. And I forgot how Imam Sadiq alayhi salam informed me. Exactly, if we know that at this time, Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam is watching us, and we are under his observation, majority of action which I'm doing it, I will not. Maybe you heard about name of Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi. Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi, he could meet al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam several times. And the letter from Al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam to Al-Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani, who was one of our maraji, he gave to Sayyid Abu al-Hasan. He said, I had a friend. He was full of love to see Al-Imam al-Hujjah, to meet Al-Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam. Once I was in Masjid al-Sahla, and he was in sujood. I told Imam al-Hujjah, I asked Imam al-Hujjah, I met Imam al-Hujjah, I asked Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam, ajjal Allah farajah, can he see you? And I said, no. I told Imam, you have never seen Allah. Day and night he cried for you, and he wants to see you. Why he can't see you? Imam said, because he thinks he is something. He thinks he has some value. Because of that he can't see. Even Imam alayhi salam knows our intention. He can read our mind. He can read our heart. So exactly if we know that Imam al-Hujjah alayhi salam is aware of what we are doing. But it's very good history, so because we have fun. When the brother of Yusuf took Yusuf, and you know what they have done to him. Finally they came to Yusuf. They didn't know and they didn't recognize Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam was king at that time, isn't he? He asked some of his officers, I don't know, soldiers, or some people of his guard to take his brothers to big hall. But before that time, he asked some designer to design and draw all events which they have done to Yusuf. And all action. They draw the picture of Yusuf and his brother when they took him to the vet, Bahur. After that, what they have done, when they were beating him, when they were telling lies to their father, and so and so. Like feet, because at that time wasn't feet. So, when they entered the hall, they saw everything on the wall. They shame. What they have done. Who is the man? They realized that the man should be Yusuf. When Yusuf entered the hall, they couldn't raise their head and look at Yusuf. Because of their action. But the response of Yusuf was very good. In the day of judgment, this is our situation also. Allah will bring us to one big hall, and He will put one TV and our DVD. From beginning up to end. And there are a lot of people. All people are watching us. I'm Sheikh. You think I'm very good. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will call all of you. Please, this is your Sheikh. This is a movie. Look at it. But I can do that. Now, the camera of Allah, day and night, are working.
Just a question. You say that just have, as you said before, that your Sheikh, everybody is watching. You know the Pharisee Ibn Az and the Asatar al-Uyub?
Yes.
When a person recites that, it is applicable in this word and the next, or just this word? I'm just saying that.
This word is Allah Satar al-Uyub. He covers all our aim. But the day of judgment, يوم تبلى السرائر. تبلى means discover. السرائر inside. Even inside will discover. So there is no satar al-uyub in the day of judgment. Allah will discover everything. But let me tell you something. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings us to the hall which all our picture hang on the whole wall, and everybody wants to see our action, our prophet, our Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen will come and will say they should take all off everything, because he doesn't want us to feel shame, because we are Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen, we are follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So we will follow him. Fatima salamullah alayha will come. This is our hope. And they will not allow other people to watch what we have done here. Inshallah.